Reisha in Aleph Sifei. Shnaim Shayushoisim. Two people were drinking Erev Shabbos. V'amru boyu nekadosh kiddush hayoyim. And they decided that they want to make kiddush now, start their Shabbos. Nesar alem lishtois ad shikadshu. They're not allowed to drink till they make kiddush, because by the fact they say we should make kiddush causes the chiyuv of kiddush to take effect. They want to drink more before they made the kiddush. Even though we said before you're not allowed to do that, but for some reason they had a strong need for it. Since they required themselves to make kiddush, then they're not allowed to drink anything else before the kiddush. And if they do, they have to make another bracha because it was a hezer hadas from the shtiyah if it's not a shtiyah of kiddush. The Ramah says, "Adam sheshocha lekiddush ad acha sheberach beris hamoitzi." Person forgot to make kiddush, and suddenly he realizes after he made beris hamoitzi that he has to say kiddush. Benitzir koydim sheochal, and now he's between beris hamoitzi and eating. Is he allowed to be mafsik for kiddush? Says yes. Ikadosh al hapas, just like a person that does not have wine can make kiddush al hapas on the bread. Also over here, he says the bracha of Asher Kiddushonu on the pas. Kamavan, he doesn't have to make another hamoitzi because he just made it. And he doesn't say vayichulu either because that's not an intrinsic part of the Iker Kiddush. You can't be mafsik between hamoitzi and Kiddush with that. Achakach yoichal, then he eats. Avil b'abdola, yoichal t'chila. Abdola, you should eat first. Sherei ein mabdila malapas. That we do not make Abdullah on a pass. We made another option of making Abdullah on a pass. If he reminded himself after he started eating already from the bread, Shabru says that he does not have to make another Beros HaMoitzi on the pass that he will use for his Kiddush. And if he's making Alayayin also, after he makes that Kiddush, Alayayin, he doesn't have to make a Beros HaMoitzi on the bread he will eat after that.